He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, and even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. He's just a no-count pup, but I wish he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way.
Hi, I'm connected now.
Thank you. Okay. All right, we go ahead and start if everyone's ready.
Let's go ahead and begin chair pause.
All right, I'd like to call the Public Engagement Commission meeting for Wednesday, June 15, 2022 to order. First thing we will do is recite the Pledge of Allegiance. So if everyone can join in and join me. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the
Republic for which it stands,
one nation.
Indivisible,
with liberty and justice,
justice for all.
Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. All right, with that, I want to let people know that if there's any public forum, anything on anyone have a comment on any items that are not as part of our agenda.
Chair Paz, I think we need to do the roll call.
All right, first. Go ahead.
All right. So we're going to take roll for tonight's meeting. Commissioner Klein Rothschild.
Here, and I apologize, my video is not working this moment.
Okay, thank you for letting us know. Commissioner Massey.
Here.
Commissioner Schneider.
Here.
Commissioner Uribe.
Here.
Commissioner Ibarra.
Here.
Youth Commissioner Yao. He had let me know he might not be able to make it tonight. And Chair Paz.
Here.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone have any public comment for items not on the agenda?
It does not look like anyone is raising their hand. If anyone of the attendees would like to speak now about an item not on the agenda, please push the raised hand icon and Chair Paz, and we will call on you. I don't think anyone has any public comment at this time.
Thank you. That moves us to our discussion action items. First item is A1, selection of the chair and vice chair. And with that, just want to let my fellow commissioners know that I am happy to redo the chair position if so called upon. But being the good chair that I am or should be, I'd like to see if there's any nominations from the floor. So go ahead.
And Chair, I just wanted to step in for a moment. This is Deborah Lopez, City Clerk for the City of Goleta.
I just wanted to echo that sentiment as well. You have done an amazing job. You helped us through a lot of the processes, especially as I know well, the district elections process and headed those meetings. So really appreciate that. But as Chair Paz says, it is absolutely fine. There are many times when people are reappointed to chair positions or vice chair positions. It's happened in other boards and commissions, but it is an opportunity at this time to place a nomination. So I'm going to ask for a nomination. There doesn't need to be a second. And then we'll ask for the clerk to do a roll call vote. So if we can go ahead and begin, as Chair Paz mentioned, if there's any nominations for chair. Do we have any nominations for chair? Somebody's name out?
No.
It sounds like
I nominate Chair Paz.
Okay, Commissioner Ibarra nominates Chair Paz.
Yes.
This is Susan, and I apologize. I'm new to the board, and I wondered if there what the history is in terms of chairs for the last 4 years. Is this something that has been shared as a responsibility, or could you just give me a brief summary of the history?
Do you want the history for this particular commission?
Yes.
Okay, so this one's slightly different. This commission started with a certain set of rules, actually tasks that they were asked to take care of, and they did an amazing job on that. We hadn't switched the chair position in the entire time of the Public Engagement Commission. And so even now we're looking into the future of the Public Engagement Commissions, which new tasks they'll undertake, if they're so kind to stay on. So I don't really have much more to offer you unless you have a specific question or if you have a question for Chair Paz.
Thank you. I just wanted to know the history. And so Chair Paz has done a great job and he's been the chair the entire time. And just in terms of organizations and commissions and my own history, it's nice to have some change and some variety and different perspectives. I have no strong feelings and I'm fine with staying with Chair Paz. I just wanted to understand the history. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have go ahead.
I have I'm fully in favor of Chair Paz remaining as chair. But I do want us to at some point be able to talk about what it is we, as the Public Engagement Commission, plan to do going forward. Because Chair Paz, as well as the rest of us, need to know that. And since we had such a strict list of what it was we were supposed to accomplish, and I must say we accomplished it very well, but we have no list now. So we really don't know what we're doing or who really should carry on, you know.
Because this item isn't agendized on today, for this topic's not agendized for this agenda, just right. Want you all know that we are working on a report to bring back to the commission.
Great.
Tasks associated.
That would be terrific for all of us.
Okay, so we do have a nomination on the floor to continue Chair Paz as chair. Do I hear any other nominations for chair? If not, Chair, can you ask the clerk to do a roll call vote? And do you accept the nomination of chair?
Do, and with that, we can do a roll call vote.
All right, Commissioner Massey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Uribe?
Yes.
Commissioner Ibarra?
Yes.
Commissioner Clyde Rothschild?
Yes.
And Chair Paz?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, now if we can go ahead and take a nomination for Vice Chair. Do I hear any nominations for Vice Chair?
Chair Paz? I nominate Beth Snyder.
I second that.
You meet me to it.
Me too, actually.
Do we have
any? No, I had you in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Commissioner Schneider, do you accept the nomination of vice chair?
I do, yeah. If my colleagues want me, I'm happy to take it on.
Definitely.
Okay.
Chair Paz, if we can have a roll call vote, please.
Yes, can we have a roll call vote?
Yes, Michelle. Hi again, everyone. We'll go through that again. Commissioner Massey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Uribe?
Yes.
Commissioner Ibarra?
Yes.
Commissioner Klein-Rothschild?
Yes.
And Chair Paz?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we are done with item A1. Just want to thank everyone for nominating me for another term as chair. Happy to continue to do that. But again, the next time we do this in about a year, I'm happy to not do this, but but I'm happy to continue to do it for this coming year. And I'm also very happy that Ms. Schneider decided to say yes to the vice chair. That means if I miss a meeting, you are chairing the meeting, Ms. Schneider, so that's great.
I figured that out.
Thank you, everyone. With that, let us move to item A2, which is the update on the city's website refresh project. And I believe that is Ms. Hoover. So go ahead, Ms. Hoover.
Good evening, Public Engagement Commissioners and members of the public who are watching at home. As your community relations team here at the City of Goleta, our number one focus is to ensure that our community is connected and informed. And while we use many platforms to communicate to the public, our website is arguably the most important and the best resource we have. A city website is critically important as it is where people can go to learn about the city. It is their first impression that people have about our city, whether they be members of our community, visitors, or prospective businesses. Really, first impressions, as we all agree, are everything. It is also the best resource that we have to meet the needs of the public and to connect. So the goal of any website for a city is to provide a landing place where we can welcome people, orient them to the services provided, and help them find quickly what they need. It's also an incredibly important resource during an emergency. This is why we are very excited tonight to provide you with an update on the city's website refresh project. We are going to give you tonight a first look on the progress that we've made, and we want to get your input. Before we get started, though, I want to provide a quick recap of what brought us to this point in time. Due to rapid changing technology, city websites in general need updating about every 5 years. Just like we see with our own houses, over time you collect things. Your rooms get cluttered. It's harder to find things. I'm sure everyone's garage after many, many years of not attending to it is packed with things, and it's hard to find what you need, and you need to do a little spring cleaning. Well, websites are no different. They become cluttered, and that in turn makes it harder for people to find what they're looking for. The last time the city's website was updated was 7 years ago. Actually, I hear it was the day of the Refugio oil spill is when it launched the revamp. So it has served us well. It is very thorough and comprehensive. We get compliments on that aspect of our website. However, the main concern with our current website is accessibility. It is not mobile friendly, and that is a big problem considering that the majority of people are accessing information these days via their mobile phone. The good news, though, is that we are getting a ton of traffic to our website. Just a 10-month snapshot from July to May shows we had almost 400,000 visitors to our website, which is pretty surprising and amazing. But the bad news is that we are missing an opportunity to reach people via their cell phone because our current website is difficult to use. And if you're trying to access it, the data shows that all of our website users are accessing the website from their desktop. So we're really missing that opportunity. If you have not tried personally to access the website via your cell phone, I encourage you to do so, and you'll understand why we need to refresh our website and why we need to do it sooner rather than later. So in December of 2019, almost 2 years ago, Granicus, our current website vendor, informed us that we had an $8,000 credit to use to revamp our website. Well, our ears perked up because we knew we were overdue a revamp, and we knew it was important. But due to the pandemic, we had more pressing priorities, and this project was put on hold until May of 2021, when the public health crisis stabilized somewhat, and we were able to return and put our focus back on the website. So we have been working periodically behind the scenes for the past year on this refresh. It's really important that all of you understand this is not a redesign. That would have been starting over from scratch. That would have been significantly more costly, and it would have taken a long time or much longer to complete. It's also important to note that during this process, we discovered that the library website had the same issues we had in terms of accessibility and being cluttered, and that it too needed a revamp, and that it should be done at the same time in terms of branding, having the same look and functionality. So we had to also focus on the library website. We are not going to show you the library website tonight, but you should know that it will have the same look and improvements of the main site. We should also point out that while we used our credit, we also invested another $16,000 that will be over the course of two fiscal years to pay for upgrades additional that we need for the main site and also the library site, which we weren't anticipating. And this is still far less costly than doing a new website and much less disruptive because we're already partnering with Granicus, and we're partnering with them not only on our current website, but with GovDelivery and Legistar and other applications that we all use and are familiar with. So while we could go into more depth on the background of the project, in the essence of time, let's jump right into the show and tell part of the night. And for that, I'd like to bring on my communications partner in crime, Jamie Shaw. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, everyone again.
Okay, there is no one besides Jamie that knows this website better, that knows its limitations, that works more with the website than Jamie, except for our IT specialist, Scott Phillips, who's not on this meeting with us tonight, but he has actually been through several website upgrades throughout the years, and he's helping us walk through this, and he's a part of this because he's been through it already several times. And Jamie, who is in the trenches every day on this website, is also taking the lead with myself, Scott, to work with Granicus and to do this refresh. So while we are going to cover a lot of ground tonight, we thought a good way to start would be to, in order to appreciate the direction that we're headed, let's start with where we are currently right now. And so before we show you our new site under construction, we thought we'd bring up our current website just to show everyone where we are right now. Okay, here it is. I'm sure you all are familiar with this. So as you can see, this is a very busy website, and it doesn't really reflect the professionalism and the brand of our city. We just turned 20 years old, and we want a website that reflects the maturity of our city, that we're 20. And we want it to evolve with us. While opinions are subjective, from our perspective, when you look at this website, it's just very, very busy. It's hard to know what to look at. There's so much to take in that you can really get lost. Also, we were surprised to find out that over time, we have accumulated 650 pages on this website, and that's not counting the library pages. So that is consistent with a county, not a city of our size. So while, again, it is very comprehensive, there's a lot here. So the main thing with this website, too, that we keep talking about, and I can't stress enough, is it's not mobile friendly. That's the main thing that we need to focus on. Some of the things that jump out looking at this is also, if you look at the calendar section, you can only see a couple of the meetings. That front slider is like stacked on top of each other, kind of a stacking look that we'd like to update. And just in general, it just looks outdated. And then Jamie, if you could scroll down. Also, you see, look at all that wasted space. There's nothing happening there. It just needs to be updated. So I think it's really important to look at that. Oh, another thing I should point out, Jamie, if you could scroll back up, is the drop-down menu. If you hit that.
That is crazy.
It's just a lot. So that's what we're dealing with right now. And now let's take a look at the direction we're headed with our new site. But before Jamie clicks over to our new site, I really want you to keep in mind a couple of things that are really important. This is a work in progress. Much of what you're about to see are placeholders. It's not what you're actually going to see. Things can be changed. There's things that we haven't decided upon. And what you will see is a reflection of many hours that we have spent looking at other city websites, finding ones we admire, looking at what is working, what are the trends. And also, we've worked with Granicus, who's done a lot of data analysis studies on our websites, what people are clicking on, what they're not clicking on, what's popular, what's not getting any traction and could be deleted. They've done a lot of studies for us to provide us the data. So this is data driven. This isn't just Kelly and Jamie, what we like. This is really based on data and Granicus and working with them and seeing what's out there. So if you want to look at more of what Granicus found, we did attach in your staff report the outcome and the results of a lot of what they found. So you can refer to that if you have not had time. And of course, we can answer any questions you have. But I wanted just to give those disclaimers. It's a work in progress. And these are placeholders. So this isn't our final website by any stretch in the imagination. So now with all of that, let's take a look at our new site that is under construction. Drum roll. So as you can see, I hope the first thing that you see is a site that's clean. It's organized, it's professional, and it's inviting. So we chose an updated wireframe that we looked at from other city websites that just looked organized. It like kind of calms you down. Like you just feel like, okay, there's not too much going on. It's everything has a place. And we were really looking for, I don't know if you guys found this during COVID, but for me, even in my house, like the paint color was just jumping out and things were, I kind of wanted something that was just calm and, you know, clean and didn't like irritate me. And I think that's kind of what we're looking for with this website. It's just something that the images themselves jump out and do the talking and the background is just kind of subdued and will stand the test of time. And it's not something we're going to be sick of tomorrow, that it's just the images do the talking. So that's kind of the look and feel of this website. So let's go through it from top to bottom and we can show you the features. And Jamie and I will both chime in at different points so that we can show you these features together. So across the top of the website are our top navigation links. You can see Jamie with the arrow or the finger pointing at them. So these can change and we have not decided on those yet. But these are just quick links to get people where they want to go, things that they are going to need to find, and that's right up across the top there. If we do have an emergency, there is a red drop-down section that will display. There it is. And this was the case with the website we have now. And as you know, during the pandemic, I think this was up for several years. So if we have an emergency of any sort, a crisis of any sort, this will be a drop down that will have the latest information, a link for how to get all of the emergency information. And I mean, our COVID-19 page for Goleta was, I mean, updated constantly. Obviously in this case, you could see the link there to public health, which was extremely important, that website. So this red bar, we hope to not see it because we'd like there not to be an emergency and we'd like it, everything just to be no red banner, but if we need to use it, we can use it. And that's what it will look like. Also, I wanna draw your eye to the translate button at the top. That is also extremely important because we want this to be accessible to all languages. We upgraded to a new service called Bablik, and it will replace Google Translate. And our understanding is that it is more reliable, it's more accurate, it's more user-friendly. We're not gonna do it right now, but if you hit translate and drop down to Spanish, the whole website, boom, turns into Spanish, the whole thing. So it's amazing. And then we can pick what other languages we want to use as well. So this was really important for this new website, and we're really excited about this feature. So moving on, you will look at below that line, you'll see the service finder and the search bar. So these are arguably one of the most important sections of the website. People constantly are hitting that search bar, trying to find things. And we wanted to provide a better experience for people looking for what they needed on our website. And the new trend is to have this service finder feature. Jamie Shaw is going to now explain how the service finder feature works and the enhanced search bar.
Yes, hi everyone. As Kelly said, the service finder was the new feature that Granicus offered. And when you click on it, it acts as an overlay and helps you easily find what you're looking for. So these are just placeholders right now. We haven't gotten to the point in the process where we filled in the options, but basically it'll be how do I, and then there'll be options under here. So for example, what would be relevant for City of Goleta could be how do I apply for, and then you would click apply for, and it would say that up here. And then these dropdowns would be what you would be applying for, such as boards and commissions, a business license, jobs, permits, or whatever else we decide would be appropriate. And then when you click on your next selection, this third column is your final choice. It would have a sentence or two and then link directly to that page. So then when you're done, you would click the link, click close, and you'd be back on the homepage or on the page you're looking for. Next is the search feature, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, but Granicus has upgraded it a little bit. So when you click on it, it's also an overlay. And what's really nice about this is we can pre-populate up to 8 links that are the most popular or that we think people would be the most interested in at that time. So for example, when we launched Beautify Goleta the last few months, we could have added that as a popular search because we wanted people to know about it and to sign up. So again, we'll be using data to fill these in, but at the same time, we'll also be wanting to add anything new and important we want the community to know about.
Thank you, Jamie. And I should have said in the beginning, just try to remember your questions and we can make sure they get answered. And I'm sorry, I know we're throwing a lot at you at once. So moving on to the next area, that would be the main navigation headers right here going across. So these we're really excited about, because if you look on city websites, a lot of times they say that the headers are government, city hall, departments. We wanted to have a different feel to the website, something that was more inviting, something more Goleta-ish. And so what we're proud of with Goleta is the number one header, which is your city. This is your city. We want people to see your city. And then live, work, and play, because as we all know, Goleta is a great place to live, work, and play. And then one of the most important parts of the website that we are finding is that people want to be able to access where, when are the meetings, what's the agenda, how do I find it? So that way, right across the top there, you can see that there's meetings and agendas, how to watch them, all of that right there. And then the I want to obviously is really important. That's another one that people just want to click I want to, and then they drop down. So as you can see, this is really meant to give people a way to find things easily and search for things and find things easily. So what we're going to be doing over the next several months is working with our departments to populate those main navigation pages or sections with all the department pages. They're going to each have a home. They're going to have an organized place they go. We're going to condense pages, consolidate, get rid of ones that are outdated. So even though Jamie hit that drop down, it probably looked really busy. We just haven't done the work yet on that. Like that probably looks like what we already had, which I know makes your head spin. So it won't look like that. It'll be consolidated. We wanted to show this to the public first and get ideas of what's important before we delved into that work. But that's what the challenge ahead is gonna be to really consolidate those pages and make them work under these main categories. This is an important section because it really is the organization of all the departments and, you know, organizing the site into fit into those headers. So the next section to draw your eye to is the hero image, which this is what you're seeing going across the screen. This is what you really see when you click on. And what we like about this is a chance for us to showcase how beautiful our city is and how, you know, just how special it is. Right now, these are images that we just put in here. These are not necessarily the ones that are gonna stay, but you kind of get the idea. We're working with several local photographers to really put some stunning images of the city here. And the good news is we can change them. As things come up, as someone sends us something new, we can even in the future have the public send us their, you know, do a contest or something and have them send in their photos in the future. But for now, we're just really trying to get some really high quality, beautiful images of our city that show different parts of the city to put in this section. And also, as you can see, there's a section where you can do writing that will go along with this like slideshow, and we can draw people their attention to promoting whatever it is that we're wanting to inform them about or promote. And it'll be a slideshow that just, I think it's like five or six images. I think we can add as many as we want here, but we've been told that like 5 to 6 is plenty. So that's what we're looking to do. So then the next section is another really important section. These are the call to action buttons. These are the most popular buttons, clicks to get people where they want to go. Right now, again, these are not the ones you're going to see. These are placeholders. We are looking at the data to see what we should have here. We know some that we're looking at are like the Monarch Press, City Assist, the library, permits, you know, anything that would be the most important to put here that are easy for people to find. We have not decided on these yet, and these can be changed. We're hoping to pick the best ones, but if something down the road changes, we can change these as well. So we're looking for input on those buttons. And again, these are just placeholders. So next we're gonna go to the spotlight section. So as you know, with the city, there's always stuff we're promoting, always. There's always something happening, coming up. This is just a placeholder here. This was a picture of the cleanup day, coastal cleanup day. And if that was coming up, we'd have that picture. We would have a little just write up right there. And this will also be a slideshow spotlight section. What I like about this is, I don't know if you've noticed or you've probably figured out now that pretty much everything we do with the city is a photo. We take pictures of everything. We're really trying to do videos and photos because I think they're really drawing people in and you can see what we're doing. So this will be a very photo driven site, video driven site. So we will have, you know, inviting photos that show what it is we're promoting. And this is where we can promote different things that are happening and things that are coming up. And moving down to another important section, this is our calendar section. This is obviously extremely important for a city. What we like about this that's improved is in the past, we won't go back to the other site, but it only gave us the ability to put like the things that are coming up right now, like 3 of them. And that's all you could hit. This shows the whole calendar for the month. It shows a month view. And if you hover over the different days, it'll, you know, you see one that's underlined, like tonight, you'll see, and you hover over it, it'll say Public Engagement Commission. And you can see when that meeting's happening. So you can see the whole month. You can go to the next month, go to the previous month, yada, yada. And then in the section that you can't see or that says there are no events, that will obviously have the events come, like the ones that are coming up, and it allows us to display 4 at a time. Here's an example of what it will look like. It'll have the events to the right. and you'll be able to see the next four, and then you can hit the full calendar and it'll show you a whole long list of them. And what we also like is in the background, if you notice, there's that, it's a City of Goleta image. This is not necessarily the one we're going to use, but it's a very, it's that gray subdued look. So it doesn't compete with everything else going on. It's just a nice little image of the city as a background. So that's the calendar section. And moving on to my favorite section, which is the news section of the website. This is where we put, you know, all of our press releases, all the information we're sending out, any newsworthy items, they're going to go here. Right now, obviously, there's nothing there. So Jamie, maybe go back to that previous page. Here's what it will look like. It'll have, you know, the different press releases, information we're sending out with an image. What we like about it is it'll be much larger images than what we had with our previous website, or our current website, I should say. So it's just very visual. And then you can see, you know, the last six news items, and then hit more news to see what else has happened, and look at the previous press releases. And then what we really wanted to keep conveying the spirit of Goleta in this website. And so a phrase that came up during the pandemic was that we're good. This is the good land with good people. And so you'll see in writing there, good land, good people, that will stay there. It's just kind of a feel good, a local saying. Going down further, this is another one of my favorite sections. This is the video section. So all these great videos we're doing, they will be here. The most current obviously will be whichever one we want to spotlight, can be in the larger area. And then the videos that we do will be populated, and you'll be able to click more videos and see the other videos that we're doing. But for a city that's doing as many videos as we are, this is a really important section that we did not have on our current, that we do not have on our current website. So now moving on to the bottom, this is called the footer, and this is just pretty standard. This is just how to, where the city hall is located, how to reach us. And then what we haven't talked about yet are our social media icons. Obviously, we work really hard on our social media. I'm proud of all the different ways we're communicating. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Nextdoor. So it's important that people go on our website and can find these. So we are putting them at the bottom, and before they were at the top. But what we found through the data analysis is that it's important that they're there, but they don't necessarily need to clutter everything up at the top. Another place you're gonna see these social media icons, because we actually were a little bit nervous about just having them at the bottom because we think they're so important, that if you look to the right of your screen, maybe Jamie, you can see them right there. Hopefully you guys can see the social media icons. Those are going to be tastefully done up in the hero image section. So you still see them up top and they're there, but they don't like take over and they don't ruin the look of the website. And what's great about them is no matter where you go, they stay with you. So they're always there on no matter what page that you're on. So we kind of accomplished not putting them at the top, cluttering everything, but having them present on the website throughout. So now we're going to go to those very bottom navigation links. And for that, I'm going to have Jamie Shaw explain what those are. And she's also going to show you how the interior pages work.
So these are just referred to as the bottom links. You guys are probably all familiar with it. Typically, they mirror your main navigation headers. But on our website, in the new direction a lot of websites are moving, is that your main navigation headers now follow you through the whole page. And what they've created right here, they refer to as a sticky header. So you can see you have your home page, your main navigation, the service finder, the search feature, and the translate button. You can access them no matter where you are on the home page, and it will do that on the interior pages as well. So we don't have to have these bottom links mirror the main navigation anymore. So we're still figuring out what we want to put there that is the most popular and will be in the best interest of the public. And then as Kelly mentioned, I'm going to go show you an interior page. because this site is a development site, it can load pretty slowly. So I have it open on another tab, but all you would do is just like you would do now, you would click either on the main nav header that you want or on a sub page. And then this is what the interior page looks like. Again, we are switching this photo out, but whatever we end up putting here is permanent and cannot be changed. So every page will have the same photo, just to give our pages a little more pop of color and so you know you're in Goleta. And then you'll have on the left, the other pages. Sorry, my office light keeps going out on me. You will have the navigation for the other pages under that main navigation that you clicked on. And then the right-hand side will be the content of that page. And it'll still be designed similar to what our web pages are now. But you may have noticed that we have been slowly but surely updating our current web pages because of the new widgets that Granicus has made available. So when the website first launched, they didn't have the capability to add image button widgets or the accordion widget, which really allows us to fit a lot more information on the page so that we can decrease the amount of pages and have all the information together, because we really don't want to have people having to click so many times to get the information that they want. Another thing that the interior pages will have that they have currently as well is you can click on the font size to increase or decrease it depending on your screen size and what you prefer. And then, you know, there's the printer friendly page and things like sharing it and providing feedback to the city. It would come to Kelly and I. So that's the interior page, and I'll go back to the home page, and then Kelly, if you want to add anything else at this point.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so that interior page, it might make you a little nervous for it to say this will populate on every page. This will populate on every page that we don't have an image that we want. So if I keep using Beautify Goleta. I don't know why I keep using that as an example, but it's popping up in my head. You would see a picture probably of Beautify Goleta or the logo. You wouldn't see this image, but this is kind of the default one, just so that every page is kind of decorated, has something other than just, you know, a white screen. So we are definitely looking for something kind of like this image, something with a little more color maybe, but something that's very Goleta that we feel comfortable putting on all the pages if need be on the interior pages. So that really, I mean, we could keep going on and on, but this really is just what we're working on. This is kind of where we are at. Obviously it's a work in progress. We've done a lot, we still have a lot to do. We are just excited to hear your thoughts and impressions of what we've done so far. This will obviously the city council will have an opportunity also to give their input, but as our public engagement commission, we know that you care about engaging the public and the website is important, so we wanted you to take a look. And also everyone at home who's watching, we encourage you, if you aren't commenting tonight, even if next week or down the road, I know I think of things later sometimes, or maybe you look at another city website and you go, oh, they should do this. Just send us an email, pio@cityofgoleta.org. This is something that's not going to happen overnight. It's a process. So we're definitely taking everybody's feedback, and we're eager to hear your thoughts. And with that, I will turn it over to Chair Paz.
Yes, fellow commissioners, if you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand physically or virtually. Let's see, Ms. Schneider, anyone else before I move? Go ahead, Ms. Schneider.
Revising a website is really a remarkable project. And so the questions I may ask may sound somewhat innocent or simple, but I am confused about some things. And the first thing that comes to my mind is that there is no way that it's set up now that I'm hanging out at Fairview at the Starbucks and I want to go to the Lemon Festival. There is nothing that says events anywhere obvious. However, there are on this very front that we're seeing, there are two places where it says jobs. So I'm confused about how somebody would find an event that wasn't an emergency. I guess that's my first question. My second question is, Goleta is beautiful, but the images don't reflect where people actually live or actually where people shop, or there's nothing that connotes anything urban about the place. And I'm not talking about the intersection where there are four gas stations where I happen to live, but there's no library, there's no city hall, it's empty of things. And while I love the photography, I'm a little concerned about that somehow it's conveying an image of Goleta that isn't actually necessarily how people in Goleta need it and use it. So there's that. And then I'm, ever since the district elections, I'm sort of interested in neighborhoods. And so I hope where we live includes something about the neighborhoods. I don't know how you're going to do that, but there are some interesting kinds of things to say about the various places where we're all located. And that's just sort of missing. But the first thing that really caught my eye, I just went, where are the events? And yes, they're way far down in what we, in the way you presented it to us, but are they going to feel way far down when somebody goes on the site? That's a question I think I'm sure you've pondered, but I'm curious what you're thinking about that.
Commissioner Schneider, these are all great, great observations and feedback, and this is exactly what we're looking for. To answer a couple of your questions, and by the way, don't feel like you're hurting our feelings. We know that this is, like you said, it's a lot to revamp a website, even if it's not starting over, just to revamp it is a lot, and there's a lot to consider. So we appreciate all of your feedback. For events, I completely understand what you're saying. We still have the ability to change these buttons. So jobs up at the top there, that first line, we don't even know if that's what we're going to put there. We could put events there. We could put, we have the ability to choose what we want still for those. Mm-hmm. And then where you see the live, work, play, that would be a great place under play. Like, you know, events would be under play. Mm-hmm. Another spot to put it would be, if we have like the Lemon Festival coming up, we're definitely going to be helping to promote that very beloved city event. So that would probably be a picture going across that hero image right there that we would put a picture of it and put a little write up where it sees that, see where it says Welcome to Goleta. It would probably put it there if it's something big coming up like Dam Dinner. Things like that will probably go across there. Right. And then the calendar section, obviously, I know you have to get work a little bit to get to it, but it will be there as well. So those are a couple places the events will be, but I hear what you're saying. The second thing is the life, it sounds like what you're saying is it's sure it has beautiful sunsets, but it's not showing the lifestyle of Goleta. It's not showing like Stowe House and Elwood and the, you know, people walking their dogs and riding their bikes and those and shopping in our shopping places. So those are lifestyle images, and that's great feedback. I think we are missing that from this site.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you're right. You've hit on something I didn't even say, which does have to do with where the people are, you know, like the farmer's market or something.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, I mean, there's just a way in which we're not getting to see who actually lives here. And, you know, maybe that doesn't matter if you're trying to pay your bill, but in the overall scheme of things, it makes sense to me that there'd be more, more ways to see people doing things in Goleta.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. No, I love that. And I also loved your idea about neighborhoods. That is something we could do, or we, especially now that we're gonna be talking about the next meeting coming up, but the Know Your Districts and Know Your Neighborhood outreach that we're going to be doing, but there should be a place maybe under live where we put neighborhoods. But I do really like that idea too. Hadn't thought of that. That's a good one. Thank you for your feedback.
You're welcome. I'm excited to see how it goes. going to be another probably 4 or 5 months out, right?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Right.
We need no emergencies to come up so we can actually focus on it. That would be nice.
We'll go to Ms. Klein Rothschild because she has her hands up, and then Ms. Uribe after that.
Thank you. First of all, kudos. It is so clean and easy to see, and I love it. I mean, I think there's so many positive things about it. I particularly like that the main navigation, that the call to action buttons are clear. When I'm going on a website, the most difficult thing for me is navigation. How do you find what you're looking for? I participated in the Beautify Goleta and I needed to call someone. I couldn't find where to go, and it's not unusual, but your call to action buttons are very clear. At the top under the main navigation headers, I like your city, live, work, and play, but I don't know what it means. So I'm thinking every department could probably fit in any one of those. So for me, as someone who's coming to the website, it would be helpful to have more description, you know, your city departments, and have a little bit more so I understand where to go, because the more people need to click, the more frustrated they become. So that's one suggestion in terms of those navigation headers. I don't know which pages are most viewed, but your data may give you clues about which things to highlight. The other thing that I find that I'm always looking for on websites and on Goleta specifically also for myself is contacts, not just the main city number, but I need to talk to somebody. Who do I call? Some government websites have staff directories or something. I think having a way to that quickly would really help a lot of people who want to get to something and don't want to have to go through multiple layers. I think you've got a great idea with some of the photos and what was discussed earlier by the other commissioner. I think were really good ideas. And the bottom links, I think that's another opportunity. I've seen a number of websites from governments that they have a contact at the bottom of every single website, every single page, city contacts, staff directory, something like that. So it's easy. It's not just the main number, because we keep getting transferred and then put on hold and no one answers the phone kinds of things. So those are just my suggestions. I love it, though. I think you've done a great job.
Thank you. And I wrote down your notes. We also have our Spanish engagement specialist, Marcos Martinez, who's you can't see him, but he's writing all your notes down too. So we're definitely paying attention to all of this. And I love those ideas. I agree with you, the how to reach staff, it should be easier to find. And that is feedback that we get. So that will definitely be important. And I appreciate you emphasizing that. That's something we need to pay attention to.
And then Commissioner Klein Rothschild, I wanted to address your first comment because it's very valid. And as we've been looking through the pages, we've noticed, you know, hey, this could fall under live or work or your city. So we are trying to work around that by grouping things together. And as you can imagine, with over 600 pages, even though we've been deleting some, it's quite the task. But one thing I want to point out is that if you hover over it, it will have the main secondary pages. So this is, again, this was just a site in development to show us. So these will not be the secondary pages. But for example, you'd be able to see perhaps under your city, it would have the different departments listed. And then we would not have this third tier of pages. So your first tier is your main navigation headers. Your second tier would then be, for example, Public Works or the Planning Department, and then the third tier is all their subpages. So that way, when you're quickly trying to find your page, you go to your city, you'll just see the departments listed. And we're gonna be doing that for all of the other main navigations as well. So I hope that will be helpful in people quickly finding what they want.
That's a great idea. It's gonna take away a lot of the busyness so people can see the core. Thank you, that's wonderful.
You're welcome, thanks for your comments.
And great. Jamie, I don't know, also might be helpful, do you have handy the most popular pages that were identified by Granicus? I know it's in the staff report, but I thought maybe it would be nice to share right now with the group just to all take a look at it.
I'm just pulling up the staff report for everyone to see. So These are from Google Analytics. Kelly, I don't know if that's what you're, I don't know if you said Granicus or Google Analytics, because we've talked about this so much, but according to Google Analytics, over a 10-month period beginning July 1st, these were the 10 most popular pages.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Sure. So this is also what we'll be using to help with the call to action buttons and those top navigation links. And Susan, as you pointed out, Staff Directory is one of the most popular, and that's also what the contact us is, but that might not be clear to a lot of people. So even getting the wording right for people will be helpful as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Before going to Ms. Uribe, I wanted to ask Ms. Massey or Mr. Ibarra if you had any comments, and I'll go to you after Ms. Uribe.
I do have a couple after.
Okay, hold on, Ray. After Ms. Uribe, you'll go, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you. Ms. Uribe.
Thank you. Well, congratulations on this revamping of the website. It's awesome. It looks great. It looks modern, easy to read, etc. Some of my comments have already been mentioned, but the first thing that came to me was a translation button. It's just so needed to have a good translation for this, and I know that it's almost impossible to have it translated, but with this button, hopefully, I know that Marcos Martinez is your bilingual staff person, so I'm sure he's making sure that that's the correct button to put there. I don't know, you mentioned, I have never heard of Babelic, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, I have never seen it, but I'm glad you found it. So that's the first thing. The other thing I wanted to ask, if in the data that you have possible age of like of the people who comes to our website. Is that something that you get through the data?
Looking at Jamie, I don't recall seeing the ages.
I don't think ages is listed in Google Analytics. We can certainly see if there's like a some other kind of analytics program that we don't know about that might get that. Mm-hmm. I think you can see that in social media. I'm just trying to think of where I've seen it before, but I don't know if Google Analytics has that or not. But that's a good question. It would be really interesting to see the age demographics of who's visiting our website, and then who's using desktop versus mobile versus a tablet.
Right, and the other thing that the reason that I'm mentioning this is because I saw that there's a button to make the font a little bigger or smaller, but that's, I don't know if that you're planning to have that button in every page.
Yes.
Or just in the pages. Okay.
It's a permanent feature. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is nice.
That would be really nice. I have a big computer, but the letters are small.
Exactly. So it was showing up a little smaller because I had to zoom out to make sure you guys could see it all on your screen. So that was another reason it looked much smaller. But yeah, it'll be on every page. And I believe for the session that you're on the website, when you go to another page, it will stay that size. It's just if you close out and reopen it, you'll have to do it again.
That is so cool. Okay, now the other thing that I was gonna mention, as Ms. Schneider did, was the pictures that I didn't see people in the pictures, people living in the city. But maybe because I love this so much, this field too, maybe just a combination of both things would be awesome, you know? And then let's see what else. I think those are the things that nobody has mentioned. So thank you so much for all the time that you're putting into this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Uribe. Mr. Ibarra.
Hi, I just want to commend you folks, Jamie and Ms. Hoard, I like the direction. I think what we're trying to do is making it eye appeal and modernizing it. And I appreciate that So I don't know if anybody has presented this. One of the things that I would like to see, and this is something that even I would want to see, whenever something happens, whether it be a fire or where the police have a roadblock, or there's been several incidents where law enforcement is active, an active situation, if there could be something like a cursor. Because I know people, the first thing they say is, oh, I want to go to the website to see what's going on. Something that says, and I don't know how easy it is to update or what the rights are to be able to do that, but just be able to see, oh, there was such and such a location in Goleta. This is happening. Stay away. I know it comes out in the Outlook when we get the messages, the email messages. Those are good. But I think sometimes folks want to get in there and see on their website, especially on an iPhone. They want to, oh, well, what's going on? So that would be one of the things. I don't know if anybody's mentioned it. The second one is I like the events. I think that's something to somebody who wants to come to the city to bring, we encourage people to visit. But if they know there's a lemon festival, if they know there's a such and such festival, they can come to actually shopping. Some people just want to make an excursion to get away from wherever they are to have a little mini vacation, and come out to our beautiful city. That'd be great. So yeah, something like that. Something would tell people what's going on. We hear sirens. We hear the patrol cars being bound on Carrera. Well, what's happening? And I think folks would welcome that. The other thing is the photographs. How about showing photographs of all the neighborhoods and then also showing something with the neighborhoods the way they're in each district? So let's say District 1, you show some of the neighborhoods, some of the sites in the neighborhood, like the schools and that, and also show families. I think Goleta is very welcoming to families, and I'd like to see more of that. I mean, so that's what I have to offer. Those questions there.
Commissioner Ibarra, thank you very much. Those are great. I wrote all of them down. I do think too, it would be nice. We have that red drop down banner that we could, if we did have an incident where we had to notify people about, we can use that. We haven't typically used that for law enforcement activity. We usually send it out on all of our other platforms, but it doesn't, you're right, have a place on our website if it's just something happening that's over quickly. But we certainly could use it for that if we needed to. And it would be nice to, show off more of our Goleta police and safety tips and kind of really have more of the public safety aspect on this website as well. So if there's catalytic converter trend thefts that were
exactly
you can hit, public safety and, crime and trends in our community, it would be nice to have a place for that. So maybe that would be one of the buttons there as well, and linking to the sheriff's office and their information. It's a good point.
Another thing I was thinking right now is maybe this could be part of the Monarch's contribution, the Monarch Press contribution within the website, is have something where people can ask questions. And the questions, I remember seeing at some place years ago, some place that had a question, like a question and answer, and it was called Quien Sabe or Who Knows. And somebody would ask a question like, I'll give an example, like somebody visits our community center and they see photographs in there, or they see the way the community center is structured, and somebody would ask, well, was this a school before? Did they have classrooms here? And it would be something that somebody could ask And it could be both in English and Spanish, like a quien sabe, who knows, and being a bilingual area, I could see people saying, well, yeah, why don't you send in something to by email or to quien sabe, see what they know. You know, why is a certain street called something? It would increase their awareness of the history of this area. And also, maybe it could increase the inquiries about simple things like, well, you know, I've noticed that there's a lot of construction in this area. What times do they usually do it? It could be just something to inform people for them to be updated.
Commissioner Ibarra, I really like that idea as well. I think that would be a good social media because Facebook allows, or Nextdoor, those are both platforms that allow people to ask a question. You can actually get answers right away from the community and kind of engage the community that way. Is that kind of what you're thinking too might work?
Something along that way, yes. And also, it's not going away too much. We could also have it in the Monarch Press where people could ask a question, and then in the next edition, they'd answer that mm-hmm. question. Oh, why is Carreal called Carreal? Or why does, you know, is it true that at one time Cathedral Oaks ended up, didn't go all the way through to the other side? Yeah, just something to let people know a little bit of the community.
Commissioner Barra, I really like that. And you're also bringing up probably another aspect that we could include in this website that we haven't really thought of is just more Goleta history too. And having a section that had historical photos and history of Goleta would be a really nice thing to have as well.
Okay, thank you. Good job. I appreciate the work you two have put into it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Yeah, I guess
I have some comments if no one minds.
Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Massey.
I come to a website for a completely different reason, evidently, than anybody or most other people, because I don't care whether they're pictures or various things. I want to know two things: where it is and how I can find out all the information on it. So one question I have is, the one thing I use a lot is the drop down where it has City Hall, so that then I can go to whatever department I want and click on things there and something like that. But there are going to be a number of us who are going to be planning nuts, probably, who want to be sure that it's easy to find the planning department or the planning documents or something, so that it's easy to find. But my main comment for the whole website is there's a big problem of readability. And when I say readability, I mean the color of the print and the color of the background, because black and white is really easy to read. But what I'm seeing is a lot of yellow on white. I can barely read it, and I have good eyesight. And most of my friends who are seniors don't have as good eyesight as I do, even with glasses, and they can't read it. In fact, my husband can't read a lot of the website because it's in a pale blue, I noticed lately, it seems like you're using a gray print rather than a black print. So that's something that's going to be a point for everybody. I don't think you've noticed it because you're changing things to add, I think, planning I just was looking at today, and it's a green background with white print. And it's harder to read because of that. But I know what I'm looking for, so it's not a problem. But I just thought I wanted to add that because I'm not good on designs of websites, because I go to a website to get information, and once I got it, I leave. I'm not a website person, I guess. So those are my only comments. I will say that I agree that some history of the city in our website would be well worthwhile. Talk to Tom Madugno. He does wonderful stuff. He might be willing to, you know, toss in something periodically.
Thank you, Ms. Messi. Ms. Uribe, I'm going to put you on pause for a minute because everyone's gone through and I have not commented yet. So at this point in time, the comment that I would give is a little bit along the lines of Ms. Massey of just being able to find the information that for me is most important, which is the function of the city. So a lot of information for this commission or any of the other commissions or obviously council is really super important to find that information rapidly, quickly, look back at previous city council meetings, agendas, all of that. There have been times where I've had a little bit of a challenge trying to find previous city council agendas and meetings, especially the special ones. So that would be really important. I think the only other thing that I recently was looking at was for all of the city council members and the mayor would be really important to look at when their terms end and have that as part of their bio, their information. That would be really nice to have, because then you get a sense of when people are terming out. And then obviously when we move over to districts, what district they represent would be obviously nice to have as well. Other than that, I want to congratulate you. I think it's a much more improved website in terms of just the visibility of the way it looks and feels. I do agree that it has a different feel. I don't want to comment on the other comments that people made, because I think they're really, really important. But I think the look and feel is really nice. And thank you for doing that. Ms. Uribe.
Yeah, just one very small thing. I was going to suggest to have like a place for suggestions from the public in general. Just in English, they could write it in English or in Spanish, because you never know what people can suggest. Sometimes it could be very important, sometimes not as much, but it is important for people to have a way to communicate through the website as well, I think.
Thank you. Any other comments, commissioners? Please raise your hand. Ms. Schneider.
Yeah, I just realized that none of the photos, I don't know how you think about this or what we should be thinking about it, but boy, before it gets too browned out, if somebody take a wonderful photo of just a lemon orchard, you know, it's remarkably missing and the ocean is remarkably present. So I'm just sitting here staring at the moving images and realize, oh, okay. You know, and we pride ourselves in our trees and our parks. So I bet there's some photographers out there that could do a beautiful job in Stowe Grove or somewhere that would just give a different feel. It's green, Stowe Grove and brown, but it can be beautiful depending upon the day and the light. So just some thoughts.
Thank you.
Or it could be even a video taking from with a throw. What's the name of that thing? The flies.
The drone.
Thank you. Taken with that sees Goleta from above. Right. You know.
Right.
And yeah.
Thank you.
Commissioners, because all of you are bringing this up, I did want to share that we are looking at having a drone, or actually instead of a drone, even having a videographer do a video from the air of the city from that perspective and putting that on there. We've seen it done. It's pretty amazing. So that's something we're looking at doing. And then just so that you understand too, with these different photographers we've worked with, we've had sometimes they'll go out and take photos and they return and they're beautiful, but they're actually not of Goleta. They're of the unincorporated area. And, you know, of course, our Goleta community is not going to want to see that on our website. They're going to see Goleta. So we're also having to make sure that we are the images are Goleta, and also that they reflect, like you're saying, the spirit of our community, the beauty of the community, the lifestyle. I love photos, and so you can rest assured that it'll be something that I'm very focused on. I'd love to get pictures of the different commissions and have, when you click on Public Engagement Commission, you see here they are, and here's what this commission does. Obviously, this takes a lot of time and effort to get photos, but I think photos really make it to be able to see what it is you're talking about. I respect Commissioner Massey too, that, hey, just get me the information, and that needs to be easy to find too. And I think you'll find, like when you hit your city, you're gonna find those departments really easily. But I like your city better than government. City Hall is a little more friendly, but a lot of websites are saying government. And I thought, yeah, we thought your city just seemed more like this belongs to you, this is yours. So we're kind of going that direction.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much.
Pause, we have a couple attendees. So yes. If you'd like to check if they would like to add any comments at this time.
Yes, thank you.
So any attendees, if you would like to comment on this item, please raise your hand and we will call on you. Okay. I don't see any hands up, but thank you for attending.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, any last final comments? I'll see none. Thank you very much, both of you, for this presentation and for the opportunity to chime in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone. All right, I think we are now at director's report. Ms. Hoover.
I do have a couple of fun items to report to you, more of just things to look forward to. We have a couple of Goleta's favorite events coming up. This will be on our events page when we have it on the website that we're all talking about. This would be a prime example. So tomorrow is Fiesta Ranchera. At La Patera and Stowhouse. This is a Goleta favorite. It's at 5 p.m. You can get tickets on Old Spanish Day's website, sbfiesta.org. Then also we're excited about the return of the Dam Dinner on August the 20th from 5 to 7 at Lake Los Carneros. We will have live music courtesy of the Salt Martians. You can bring your own food or you can purchase food from a food truck on site. And this is a fun family event for those of you who've been to it, you know. And we're just excited about having it return, and we hope to see all of you there.
Thank you. We'll move to item C, future agenda items. Any future agenda items? I know Ms. Schneider previously mentioned about bringing to the commission sort of our future direction, what items we may have to take up in the future, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So that is one item, I guess we can say that it is coming, but any other items?
Hi.
Go ahead, Mr.
Ibarra. You know, one of some of the things I think we should also discuss, not only the, as Commissioner Snyder has suggested, that we talk about the direction of the commission, but also, are there any areas in the community that we could assist in putting out information for? Let's say an area in the community feels that they need, in the area of, let's say, more police protection, have somebody from our commission or have somebody from the law enforcement community go out there and talk to them and see if we can facilitate that through our commission. Also, dealing with somebody might have a neighborhood issue that they would want to bring. So I would like to get some input from the other commissioners, what they would think about something like that to put on the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Ms. Uribe, just to let commissioners know, this is not an agendized item, so we can't necessarily have a back and forth in terms of what Mr. Ibarra said. So if you just want to add another item, go ahead.
No, never mind. I was going to comment on what he said, but I support that. Yes.
Thank you. Any other items? Go ahead, Ms. Schneider.
Yeah, I guess what I really hope for the next meeting is that we can have a discussion about the future of the group and how public engagement goes forward working with the city council, the diversity and equity group, and the young man who was appointed as the sort of bilingual coordinator and multicultural person. Because it seems to me that there may be a series of things we could be doing, but we are not being asked to develop that for ourselves in a certain way, because we're at the pleasure of the city council. So in a way, we need to have a discussion, but it would be good if we had at least the input from the city council on what they're thinking, since those entities are either the staff, they're part of the staff structure, or they're part of the city council operation. So how do we fit into the rest of it? I guess the question.
Thank you, Ms. Schneider.
Commissioner Schneider, I know that they are working on a report, that they understand that there needs to be direction, and that this is something that has been requested, and everyone needs to be on the same page and understand what the direction is moving forward. So I would expect that in the near future as a priority. So we will definitely be looking at that. A couple of other agenda items that I have for next time. The city clerk's office, we will be working with them to present a Know Your District's public outreach campaign in advance of the November election. Mm-hmm. So you can look for that next time. Also, there will be an annual outreach update that we do every year, so we can actually see how much we're communicating, what growth we've seen on our different platforms, what areas we need to focus on. It's always a great report for us to put together so we can actually see the numbers and confirm with you. So we're looking forward to that. And then I hear you when you say it would be nice to hear from our new Spanish engagement specialist, Marcos Martinez, on goals for the future and what he's up to. And so that's something we're looking at for a future agenda item as well. So lots of things to talk about. And of course, we'll update you on how this website is looking as well, and appreciate your feedback. And I should tell you the next meeting is August the 17th at 6 p.m.
Thank you. Right. If there are no other items, we have gotten to adjournment. So I want to thank my fellow commissioners for a really wonderful meeting, great input in terms of the website, and look forward to seeing everyone at our next meeting. So thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for attending, members of the public. I look forward to seeing you all in the next go around. Thanks, everyone. Good.